let's get into your January rankings. No surprise as to who's number one. Obviously, Jack Hughes was not able to have the World Junior he wanted because he wasn't fully healthy throughout the tournament, but even still, didn't hurt his standing in your rankings. He's still the top dog, right?
He's the guy. He's going to go wire to wire, and you know, did a little bit of work on him yesterday. His first game back was two nights ago against Adrian College, which is a lesser competition there in Michigan, maybe more like a D2 or D3, but he picked up two goals, and by all accounts, it doesn't look like they're going to have to manage minutes or really worry about whatever it was that was bothering. You know, there was some pretty cryptic messages sent to lower body. Then I heard an MRI on the shoulder. And, you know, I'm trying to get some information, and it's all very cryptic coming out of that camp, and rightfully so. You're trying to protect your guy, and, you know, I get that. But, you know, there's also a lot to be said about the disclosing of injuries as well.
So we know that Jack Hughes is the guy, but U.S. loses to Finland in the gold medal game, and Finland's Kaapo Kakko, for a lot of people, kind of sealed his spot as the next best guy. It's Hughes and then Kakko. Is he solidified, no doubt about it, as the number two guy after the World Juniors?
Yeah, I think so. And it wasn't just the gold medal goal, but he played well throughout the tournament. But I think it's his whole body of work. You know, going back to the under-18s, going back to what he's done in the Liga this year, playing against men on a regular basis where he's been really successful. And then you add the World Juniors to that, where he has an opportunity to get back a little bit closer to his peer group from what he does in the regular season. So he's got a really nice body of work that he continues to build on. And it's kind of like someone in their last year of school that's looking to build their job resume and their CV, and this guy's doing a really good job of that. He's performing at every level, but you know, you have to really appreciate when you're a young man, kind of like Jesperi Kotkaniemi last year, and you play against men and you're really proficient in that league and you're being mentored by older guys, some of whom have already played in the NHL. You know, that goes a long way into what happens come June, and I think he's definitely on that path.
And you mentioned Vasily Podkolzin, the Russian product, who not only performed well at the World Junior A Championship, but also had a pretty solid World Juniors as well. Tell us, because he's been the number three guy for you for a little while, but he's a little bit more unknown. Vasily Podkolzin certainly did some good work in both tournaments, right?
Yeah, he's a really interesting guy, because if you go back to the Helenka Gretzky tournament in Red Deer and Edmonton, I paid particular attention to him as the Russians were based in Red Deer. So I got to see him on multiple occasions. Then he has the hat trick in the bronze medal game. He ends up tying Alexis Lafreniere with 11 points for the tournament lead. And then he goes into relative obscurity, playing in the MHL, which is essentially the junior league in Russia. It's not particularly strong, and he doesn't really do anything there. And then all of a sudden he resurfaces at the World Junior A Challenge. He ties for the tournament lead with 8 points there. And he wasn't on Russia's original roster for their evaluation camp. But because he played so well at the World Junior A Challenge, it was in Bonneville, their one time zone away, the Russians say, you know what, why don't we bring this kid in for a game, an exhibition game, a pre-tournament game. Turns out he plays so well, they give him another one, and they're like, you know what, this guy's pretty good. So all of a sudden he makes the team as a depth guy. And as the tournament goes on, kind of like Ivan Provorov going back, I think it was four years ago, where he comes in there as an underage player. Valerie Bragin, the head coach, very rarely gives heavy minutes to his young guys, especially his forwards. And all of a sudden I'm looking, and this guy's in the semi and in the bronze medal game. He's playing PK, final minute of the periods. He's playing in goal down situations late in the game. So he was really trusted. But for me, just watching him and isolating him, I just love the details in his game. He gets muscled off a lot of pucks because he's younger. He's slightly smaller than everybody else at the World Juniors, but he's not afraid to go into the battle. And I love that about this guy. He's highly, highly competitive. So he was a guy who, maybe more so because my expectations of Hughes and Kakko were already high, Podkolzin was probably the guy who impressed me most of all the draft eligibles at the World Juniors.